10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1.
Welcome to the Hoop Collective Low Post Podcast crossover, live from the floor of a shell-shocked Air Canada Center. I refuse to call it the Scotiabank Arena ever.
They paid $800 million Canadian. You better call it
Scotiabank.
Well,
they can pay $800 Canadian more. It ain't happening. I am joined by Brian Windhorst, Kendrick Perkins, Cassidy Hubberth. I don't even know where to start. Yeah. That may have been the craziest game that I've ever seen in person. I guess we may as well start on the last possession of the game, which ended with Kyle Lowry taking a desperation three from the corner. Nick Nurse elected not to call timeout.
Yep.
I thought it unfolded a little bit slowly. I thought Andre Iguodala made a really smart decision to come up and double Kawhi kind of at the last minute with about 5 seconds on the clock, and their spacing was all screwed up. I don't know. What did people think of the last possession?
Well, I was just talking to the guys at the Canadian broadcast, Sportsnet, Matt Devlin, and their truck was looking at it over and over again, and they think that Draymond did indeed get his hand or a finger on that shot. Draymond's
still looking at it right there.
Draymond celebrated like he did get a hand on the shot. Devlin is showing me right now. He got two fingers on it.
Two fingers, yeah.
I mean, which if I was Kyle Lowry, I would make
How
sure every
time would have been left on the clock if they had got the ball back.
No, there's no time left.
Yeah, no time, right?
But I mean, if I was Kyle Lowry, I would want everybody to know that the shot got blocked because they knew the possession went down, and Kawhi ultimately passed. Kawhi wasn't able to get free there. They made a good double team, Perk. I mean, but the Warriors' execution in that last 2.5 minutes, getting two wide open 3-pointers, despite the fact that there was no other shooters on the court and the Raptors were scrambling on D. I mean, you got to give them credit for that.
Well, I think it started off with Coach Nurse, and I've been giving him a lot of praise, but I thought the timeout, he killed the momentum.
Yeah. That was they went on a 9-2
strange,
run after that, right?
Did Nurse call the timeout or did Lowry call the timeout? I think he called. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
With about 3 minutes left, they had gone up by 6.
I think they were tired.
Okay. But you can't be tired in the finals. Okay. And when they was up 6, they had a wasted possession downhill, which nothing was ran. You try to run a pick and roll. Larry tries to dribble. Swing your back to Gasol for the three. You get a backcourt violation.
They froze up a little bit on that. It felt like they kind of.
Absolutely. And yeah. I thought Kawhi waited too late to try to take over the game. He didn't play well the first 3 quarters. He played well in the fourth quarter.
He had that 9 straight point
right.
stretch.
Yeah. Whatever it was, that was like
Kawhi 10 points in 2 minutes.
That was Pantheon Hall of Fame all time stuff, and it just felt like, that's supposed to win
this
the
game's
game.
Over.
I mean, that's how it
I
ends.
Mean, look, I'm just look. The trophy was in the tunnel. Bill Russell was in the tunnel. The cameras were there with the plastic over them. They were getting ready. Like you heard, you know, you all remember Ray Allen?
Yeah.
This wasn't quite that, but
they were there. Like this thing was over.
This felt like 5 different games in one, though.
Absolutely.
I think we should talk about KD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the first game was, oh my
Khan
god.
Khan is losing his mind.
KD got injured.
Yes.
Okay. Bob Myers is about to have a press conference, the general manager of the Warriors.
They have to.
Yeah, he's having one right now.
You know, I don't know if we'll find out what he says during it. This is a thing of doing a media podcast.
It's Achilles. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it, you know. And I said this earlier today.
You did, Perk. It was on Hoop Streams with Cass.
I felt like I didn't like the idea of KD coming back. I knew he wasn't even close to being 60%. And what happens is when you come back and you don't have practice time and you're not really able to rehab the way you supposed to, one injury leads to another. So you go from a basic calf strain to a ruptured Achilles. We looking at him losing a whole year of basketball. And did it really even matter for him to come back down 3-1?
Steve Kerr just said, it's a bizarre feeling. We have an incredible win and a horrible loss. Mm-hmm. I think we can kind of figure what's coming here. Right?
I mean, look, I've
this has been so mysterious. No one wants to ever speculate on an injury, but when you see something like that, it's just hard to imagine him coming back into a series.
And Bob Myers addressing the media is not a good sign.
Well, and I was just frankly surprised. I think he had played 11 of the first 14 minutes of the game.
12
of the first.
Well, that first quarter is one of the best quarters of basketball in this whole playoffs. That was so exciting to watch.
I want to pause on this for a second. Cassidy, on Hoop Streams before the game,
yes.
Perk, I said I was really surprised that there was no minutes restriction.
Yes.
And immediately, Perk said, what'd you say, Perk?
I said, I hate it. He should not even be playing.
That there was no minutes restriction.
No, that he's even playing. That he shouldn't even... I think he felt pressure. It was whispers. Oh, KD could play, but he's not playing like he was trying to prove a point. So he felt pressure to play by everybody, like Klay Thompson playing with a hamstring, and you could play, but you just not – you baiting.
Kevon Looney playing, you know, toughening
right,
up.
Or is you trying to make a statement because the world was saying we were better without you? And truth be told, he was really hurt, and now we come to this where – it was to the point with me where I couldn't really even lock in and focus on the game itself.
The whole,
because I'm really mad.
It was like, a cloud over.
Right.
Really, the second and third quarters.
Absolutely. But you got to give a lot of credit to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and DeMarcus Cousins. They all three of them played their tails off tonight and came out with the win.
It almost felt like the Raptors were more shook than the Warriors after the Durant injury. Like, that rattled them, and they didn't realize that they were down double digits.
I was back there when KD left. The look on their faces said it all. He was wearing a walking boot. I don't know. I'm not a sports scientist. I don't know whether playing 12 of the first 14 minutes weakens the injury, or the fact that he had the injury would have made it, weak no matter what. But that's... I mean, one of the reasons I think he got hurt is because they played him so many minutes. They were playing him like 46 minutes a game in that Rockets series. That's why he got hurt, I think. And they bring him back here and play him 12 of the first 14 minutes. I can't prove it, but I mean, that's a decision
is
going to potentially weigh on Steve Kerr for a long time.
It was his other leg, right? It wasn't the same leg that he strained.
Same leg.
It's the same leg.
I mean, that means he wasn't.
And Perk, as soon as he went down, he grabbed his Achilles because he was nervous that he blew it, and he was probably nervous that he blew it last time.
I just have never seen anything like that. The shock that went across press row
first,
in
it was
the crowd.
Tears, which was a very disgusting reaction from. But
very
but
disturbing.
I will say, seeing what Kyle Lowry, what Danny Green, what you know. Serge Ibaka telling the crowd to stop the cheering, and I think they realized it was a lot more serious, and then they started chanting KD's name.
So my question to you guys is, where do the series go from here? Do Golden State rally together and come back and win this?
Well, they rallied together tonight.
Right.
And I kind of feel like this win was almost worth a win and a half. In a vacuum, it's almost worth a win and a half because I said this before the game, in the 2-2-1-1-1 format, you get to go home with the momentum. It's almost like it's 3-2.5. But when you add in the Durant injury and also...
And Looney.
Looney. You know,
yeah,
Looney,
we forgot. We haven't even talked about Looney.
Well,
yeah.
Looney was back there and they were going to x-ray him. And they were like, you know what? We're not even going to x-ray him because we're not even bringing him back.
And we know at this point, I mean, first of all, credit to DeMarcus Cousins. I called
Correct.
Him unplayable
yeah.
in the last two games. He showed up today. He was huge. They don't win the game without him
no.
today.
Listeners, you know I like anything that can save me time, and SeatGeek has emerged as the go-to time saver for buying tickets to anything, NBA playoffs, any other sporting event, concerts, comedy shows, Broadway shows, more. SeatGeek has all the tickets you're looking for. It searches the entire secondary market almost and puts it all in one place that's super easy to use. It rates every deal on a scale of 1 to 10. It has green dots for good deals, red dots for less good deals. It has an interactive seating map so you know exactly where your seat is, whether anything's in the way, all of that stuff. Every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. It is by far the fastest and easiest way to find tickets. They help me get tickets to Hamilton, which is a tough ticket to get. SeatGeek will, for now, even give you $10 off your first purchase. All you need to do is use the promo code I'm about to tell you about. Got to download the SeatGeek app. Use promo code LOWE, L-O-W-E, my last name of this podcast. Bam, $10 off your first purchase. That's promo code LOWE for $10 off your first purchase on SeatGeek.
With about 6 minutes left in the second quarter, the Warriors already had 52 points. Steph and Clay were going crazy. I thought from about that moment on, Toronto's defense was awesome. And
so Kevin Durant just put something on Instagram. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Yes.
I think this is accurate. Dub Nation going to be loud as expletive for game six. I'm hurting deep in the soul right now. I can't lie, but I'm seeing my brothers get this win. It was like taking a shot of tequila. I got new life.
Okay.
Speaking of tequila, we're sitting by Drake's seats, and he had four drinks tonight. It says DD on the drinks.
He also went through a bunch of emotions tonight.
For Drake.
Well, I mean, look, we've talked about Kevin Durant.
I don't know what was in the drinks. I want to be clear. He just had four of them.
We've spent most of the time talking about Kevin Durant. I mean, it was an incredible game.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a really well-played game. Once they hit that 52-point mark, I thought Danny Green's defense was really good. Mm-hmm. Their pursuit on Stephen Clay was really good. Those guys made tough, tough shots. There were not a lot of breakdowns. And then it kept feeling like every time Toronto got within four or six,
yep,
somebody would make a shot. Remember that random offensive rebound that bounced to Steph? He hits Clay in the corner. Quinn Cook hit a three off a pick and roll. Draymond hit two threes. Like every, it felt like they were like, we know you have a little more. Oh, Draymond got a piece of it, it looks like. Yeah. It looks like, according
there's
to this
now
photo,
a,
Cassidy
yeah,
is
now a photo.
I mean, that's
out.
Probably on Kyle Lowry's Instagram. I put that on Kyle's Instagram.
I do like that Joe Lacob is in the background kind of scowling. Why is he not more excited?
It's a podcast. Han will maybe include
since
this
I'm the defender
picture.
Of the referees in the media, I want to say that the referees got the no travel call on Kawhi correct. I know that it drives people crazy. That the way the gather is called, but the call was accurate, and I was privy to the conversation between Steve Javy and the broadcast crew, and they went over it frame by frame to make sure it was a correct call. Also, I want to say that James Capers got that was one of the guttiest calls I've ever seen, calling the moving screen.
That is a gutty call. Gutty call.
That was a nope.
And it was the right
with
call.
15 seconds left.
And this is a man who knows
left.
Moving screens. I don't think I'm stepping out of line, Perk. I just wanted to.
It was the right call, but you know, when I always feel like you should never leave. I mean, when it comes down, when it's less, if it's an obvious call, it didn't really affect the play. I don't think you make that call. You got to let guys play it out. A game that close should never be determined by the referees. And I think that's, you know, that's what they have to control. Like, that play didn't affect anything.
Had Lowry hit that shot, that would have been a huge call in history.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Perk. I do think it was the right call, but I don't know if the call made a difference in the play.
Right.
So, do we want to talk about the two threes that they hit to tie the game and take the lead?
Oh, my God.
The first three was by Steph.
Yes.
Who
it was
ran,
a teardrop.
Who ran around from, I think, this corner right here.
They can't see what corner.
To that corner over there. Well, I'm pointing for your benefit, okay?
Whitney is so mad.
And Fred VanVleet chased him.
Right
Fred
now.
VanVleet chased him very well.
Yes.
I believe there was a screen by Cousins. Just got a tiny bit of space. It was like good defense. It was just a great shot, right? I mean, am I misremembering?
It was a great shot. And, you know, they had, after that travel call, they had a couple of possessions where they had no spirit. I mean, I don't want to say they were giving up, but their spirit was totally zapped. Mm-hmm. They came out of that timeout with that play call drawn up, despite the fact they didn't get the call on on Cousins' putback, which was really close.
I thought they were going to get that call overturned.
So did I. And they ran a great play to get Steph that shot. And then Clay, with incredible calm, incredible wits, which is not surprising.
Clay's
Thompson.
Just thinking about Rocco. Clay's just right. out there thinking just about what's Rocco up to.
He's in jumping in the ocean. I thought Siakam didn't give the Raptors anything tonight. He didn't play well really at all, not to what he's been capable of doing.
Six of 15 for 12 points.
I thought Serge played really, really well.
He played really well tonight.
And like I said, I think the Raptors are still confident. I mean, obviously, they didn't win to this building and won two games. So, I think they still confident, but it's going to be a long series.
It's going to be hard. Because of Oracle? Or you really believe that?
I just think they blew a golden opportunity tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think they gave...
Pun intended.
Yes, but they gave...
They're going to look back at those possessions after the timeout The first one was a Kawhi ISO on Clay that Clay defended really well, air ball, or hit the net kind of. Then they had that shot clock violation or backcourt that you talked about. Those are the ones they're going to look back on and say, I wonder if we could have gotten, plus the last one, obviously.
Well, what I can say is that KD gave new life to Golden State, though.
Yep.
They came out, you know, just think they won.
And he earned a lot of respect. I mean, if you didn't, if you had any issue with Durant,
He scored 11 points in 12 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
And guess what?
They
won by
respect.
1 point. So them 11 points was helpful.
I mean, can we just real quick speak to the fact that if this is a torn Achilles, the dramatic impact on the NBA it's about to have?
If
it's a torn Achilles.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
So he opts in, I would think.
I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to opt in.
He opts out. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm a GM, I still pay Kevin Durant.
Oh, for sure.
I still pay him with two torn Achilles. I give him his money and still bring him in. A year rehab, I still bring him in.
Yeah, the Warriors should offer him a max contract on the flight home.
We will all find out soon what the news is. I hope it's not that. The Clay 3, any memories of that Clay 3? I remember Steph driving. They kind of gave him right baseline. Found Andre under the rim. Two guys crash on Andre, and Andre really smartly immediately kicked it out to Draymond, who kicked it over to Clay. It was just good passing by two really smart guys.
And he was wide open.
Kawhi flew by him, and then there was no one coming.
So Nurse said that he called the timeout because he was about to lose it, you know, because once you get inside 3 minutes, you only can have two timeouts, and he felt his team needed a rest.
And energy is what he said.
And I thought they were tired, too, but your point is well taken, Perk. I mean, they're rolling.
You know what? I can understand him not calling a timeout during this last play for the simple fact that you got DeMarcus. Wasn't DeMarcus Cousins on the floor at the time or no?
I don't know.
I think he was.
He was
on the floor at the time. You got the ball in transition. Your goal is to put him in a pick and roll. Don't slow it up and give the Warriors a chance to set their defense. So, I mean, you know, it could have been a lot of things done in this game, but it was a good game, one-point game.
I'm exhausted from it.
I get to work hoop strings.
Yeah, another hoop strings. If he wants to come.
I wasn't invited today. Any last observations, Cassidy?
One more game in Oracle, and to Perk's point, because of that, I think we may be going to a game 7.
We'll see. 57 combined points from the Splash Brothers. Kawhi had one legendary run, otherwise 9 of 24. It felt like it was over when it was 103-97, and it is never over with the Warriors. I said yesterday, Toronto better win this game because you don't want to give this team extra life, and they have extra life now. They're going to get clarity on KD for what that's worth, and we're all going to the West Coast.
Yeah, well, see y'all then. What is it, Thursday night?
I don't know.
They're game night. They all melt together.
And their travel night.
See you when we see you guys. Right.
See you next time.
The Low Post is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear, more driven.